This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with Paris Paralympics medalists Praveen Kumar and Hokkato Hotoje Sema. Mr. Modi appreciated the efforts of Hokkato Hotoje Sema to win a medal in his very first Paralympics at the age of 40 years. The Prime Minister also discussed with Praveen Kumar how he took the help of internet during his training, which helped him improve his performance. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has criticized the opposition parties for trying to bring back the old system in Jammu and Kashmir and start talks with Pakistan. Addressing party workers in Jammu today, he asserted that till there is no peace, there will be no talks with Pakistan. Mr. Shah said the NDA government will not allow the revival of terrorism, autonomy and injustice to any community, including Gujjars, Pahari, Bakarwals and Dalits who have been granted reservation by the BJP dispensation. He said the coming assembly election in J&K is historic as it is taking place for the first time under the national flag and the Indian constitution following the abrogation of Article 370 by the Modi government. Earlier, addressing a public meeting in Jammu, Mr. Shah assured the restoration of statehood to Jammu and Kashmir after the assembly polls. The centre has discharged the 2023 batch IAS probationer Pooja Khedkar from the Indian Administrative Service with immediate effect. Sources said the government issued an order yesterday in this regard under the IAS Probation Rules 1954. The rules allow the central government to discharge probationers from service if they fail to pass the re-examination or if the central government is satisfied that the probationer was ineligible for recruitment to the service or is unsuitable for being a member of the service, among others. In Haryana, Congress leader Rajesh Jhun resigned from all the party posts following release of the first list of party candidates for the assembly elections. After not getting the party ticket, he announced to contest the election as an independent candidate from Bahadurgarh. Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, is set to embark on an official visit to India starting September 8th. During the visit, the Crown Prince will meet with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. The visit aims to further strengthen the already robust ties between the United Arab Emirates and India. Sheikh Khalid will be accompanied by a high-level delegation including ministers, senior officials, business leaders and prominent economic partners from the UAE. During his stay, the Crown Prince is scheduled to engage in discussions with senior officials in India. These talks will explore opportunities to enhance cooperation across key economic sectors, building upon the significant milestones already achieved for the mutual benefit of both countries and their people. In addition to high-level meetings, Sheikh Khalid will participate in several activities that showcase the strong economic and cultural bonds shared by the UAE and India. These engagements are expected to highlight the diverse areas of collaboration between the two nations. In Andhra Pradesh, relief work is in full swing in flood-affected areas of Vijayawada. The government has fixed canal breaches and completed the repair work of the Prakasham barrage. The entire government machinery is actively involved in aiding those affected by the floods in Vijayawada. Both state and central authorities have worked together to seal all three breaches in the Budameru Canal. Stagnant water will be redirected to Kolleru Lake. Repair work on the damaged gates of the Prakasham barrage has been completed. Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu is overseeing the relief activities. Ministers and MLAs have toured the affected areas, ensuring that food and essential supplies are reaching those in need. Efforts to clean mud from streets and homes as well as sanitation work are ongoing. Meanwhile, donors are coming forward in large numbers to contribute to the Chief Minister's Relief Fund. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast enhanced rainfall activity over Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Telangana during the next 4 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.